Hello, I'm Patrick Chavez. You're listening to LA Theater Bites review of Hold That Thought While I Scream, playing now to Hobgoblin in Hollywood, June 6th to the 26th, 2026. Written and directed by Barrett DeYoung, this two-handed period drama set in the 1940s, comedic pacing, lighting, and breakdown unfolds with such sharp commentary on the physical and psychological limits imposed on women in the past that goes way beyond the stage or possibly even the intention of the writing itself. Pieces like this are what makes Fringe so great. A psychiatrist named Lady, played by Nicole O'Hara, is suffering from a lack of sleep and a deep bout of depression. Even so, she believes she can get through a day of clients and keep it together. Little does she know things are about to get a little loony. When you're fully locked into a piece, time can just fly by, and that was definitely the case with DeYoung's piece, Hold That Thought While I Scream. It's actually a decent length, a full hour, but it just flies by. I had to look it up because in my mind I thought it might have been shorter. The pacing from scene to scene and the back and forth from these actors, Nicole O'Hara, who plays Lady, but also fights the line between becoming overwhelmed and taking her power back in such a unique visual fashion that most definitely mirrors the reality of life sometimes. And O'Hara is so fluent in the visual language in that it just brings out so much physical comedy, but the dramatic writing from DeYoung makes it way more than just someone's one-day neurotic crash out. This, of course, only works because of the character acting from Benjamin Young, who plays many different characters in this play, wearing and changing different outfits and personalities, and he's so expressive enough to make each interaction unique. Some pieces can cope with a mild performance, not this one. It is largely resting on the talent of both O'Hara and Young. There's a farcical element to this show, but never taken so far that the gag becomes a crutch for the story. No more, no less, the story was told. And this play asks so many questions in such a short amount of time. What is the value of education in a world that looks down on women, or anyone, if you want to go deeper into it? How does society value women, and in the context is the 1940s, when yes, you could go to school and get that job, but at what cost and social pressure? And this piece for Lady could be played by an actress of any ethnicity. There's nothing culturally explicit in the writing. Even without writing it in, those factors become a part of the narrative, and the casting of O'Hara in this role deepened the story as well as, of course, the stellar performance on the day I attended. If this is what Barrett DeYoung can do on a Fringe budget with two actors, I'm very excited to see what comes next. At the moment, this is the best thing I've seen in the Fringe. Sweet Christmas. I give Hold That Thought While I Scream an 8.7 out of 10. It's a great show. LA Theater Bites recommended. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater. If you like LA Theater Bites in Indie Theater in LA and Orange County, you can support us on Buy Me a Coffee. Really appreciate it. Every little bit helps us to be able to review more shows and get the word out from creatives in the area.